He came back over to me and reached under my shirt to stroke my ribs with his thumbs. He knew how much I loved that. In fact, he was an expert when it came to my body. He knew just how and where to touch me to drive me out of my mind. I had to stay focused, though, because I needed something to distract me from my nerves. Matchmaking was always a good project, and besides, I was Jewish. It was in my blood, like the instinct to tell corny jokes, go to law school, and migrate to Florida at age 60. "Can we invite her or not?" I asked throatily, starting to fidget. "If you want." One hand traveled up and started to trace the lower curve of my breast, and my heart started hammering to a salsa beat. I'm sure that he knew how aroused I was becoming myself. The fact that I was panting more than an obscene phone caller was probably a dead giveaway. I was becoming lightheaded, but I was on a mission, so I toughed it out and backed out of his reach as I started thinking about how I could manage to get Cam and Jess together. I knew they were both attracted to each other, and both of them were intelligent, successful, and good-looking. Even more than that, though, they had fun together. They always seemed to be laughing about something, but I knew that Cameron tended to hesitate and that Jess wouldn't push the issue. I, on the other hand, could be very pushy. "Good, then I won't be the only girl." I looked up and gave him an innocent-looking smile. Or so I thought.
"Why do you have that look on your face?" he asked suspiciously.
I obviously would have to work on my innocent smile. This would have to be my own private project, as I was smart enough to realize that Brayden probably had the typical male aversion to the idea that somebody might be maneuvering a guy into a relationship. "What look?"
"The I'm planning something look."
"I don't know what you mean." I even managed to sound vaguely offended.
"Even though I'm sure I should explore that subject further, I'm feeling pretty amorous at the moment," he said, pulling me to him again. "Maybe you should."
My cell started to ring then.
"Answer your phone,"
he finished with a sigh, releasing me. Speak of the devil, it was Jess herself, wanting to know more about what had happened at the police station. I filled her in quickly and then let her know I would be over shortly to grab some more clothes. We had been spending more and more time at Brayden's place, and slowly but surely my possessions were making their way there. I also wanted to have a chance to talk to Jess alone about Cam, but as soon as I hung up with her, Brayden was offering to escort me. He could be pretty protective, too. Actually, he and my dad were a lot alike in general. "Brayden, it's only two blocks." Silence.
"In daylight?"
He continued to stare.
"In a major city?"
No response. "The guys are going to be here soon?"
We had a winner, folks. "Fine. Take Bruno, then, and invite Jessica to come back with you."
"Yes, dear." I smiled sweetly and leaned up to kiss him goodbye. Bruno and I headed out, hopped into the elevator, and descended to the opulent Art Deco-style lobby of the luxury high-rise where Brayden lived. I waved to the concierge and let the doorman know we would be right back. Brayden had made it clear to everyone in his building that I was a permanently welcome guest and future resident. I was barely outside when I started to get a funny feeling. The back of my neck felt prickly and I got goosebumps even though it was very warm outside. I paused to try to process it and realized that it felt like somebody was watching me. I looked around me in every direction, and while there were plenty of people out and about, everyone seemed to be going about their own business. I told myself that it was just my imagination, and Bruno and I headed off down the sidewalk. As we walked, the little hamster on the wheel inside my head started running faster. What if it wasn't my imagination? What if whoever wrote the notes was following me? That would explain how they knew I was in New York. Great. Just what I needed. More weird things going on. Then that thought sunk in, and I stopped in my tracks, nearly causing Bruno to do a backflip as his leash became taut. It must be difficult to be that small. He turned around to give me an inquisitive look. That is what we need, Bruno. More weird stuff. Jess and Cameron got to know each other and spend time together when they were helping Mommy.
If they help her more, they'll spend more time together. Hey, maybe there was an upside to being stalked by some wacko. Who knew?